Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 244. Please remember, we are learning GNM. We are passing through the lessons on the biological special programs of the organs and tissues controlled from the cerebral medulla, and they are all originated from the new mesoderm. Whenever a particular tissue or organ is taken up for study, it is imperative that its embryonic source and brain level controlling center has to be understood well. Then the study becomes easy and successful. Of course, the love of what you are learning is the most important thing. Today we are going to learn about the endocardium, heart valves, and their biological special programs. As usual, we will consider their development and function to start with. Endocardium is the innermost layer of the myocardium, with their function of lining the cavities of the heart. The myocardium has four valves positioned at four different parts of the heart and directing the flow of blood in one particular direction. That means these valves are very essential for an efficient circulation of blood. Now let us learn these valves, especially their locations and functions. The first one we study is the tricuspid valve. It is located between the right atrium and right ventricle. It opens to empty the oxygen depleted blood from the right atrium into the right ventricle. Next valve we consider is the pulmonary valve, located between the lower part of the right ventricle and the beginning of the pulmonary artery that delivers blood to the lungs. It opens when the right ventricle contracts. The oxygenated blood from the lungs returns to the heart, enters the left atrium, and is stored there till it contracts. The third valve we study is the mitral valve, located between the left atrium and the left ventricle. It opens to allow the blood from the left atrium to enter into the left ventricle. The fourth valve is the aortic valve, located between the left ventricle and the aorta. It opens to deliver the blood from the left ventricle when it contracts to the aorta, from where the blood gets distributed to all the blood vessels of the body. The endocardium and all the four valves of the heart are made up of connective tissue. As we have already learned, the connective tissue is derived from the new mesoderm, and therefore they are controlled from the cerebral medulla. We discussed many a time earlier that the embryonic heart tubes underwent a 180-degree twist during the early part of gestation, and as a result, there is no crossover correlation from the brain to the endocardium and heart valves. That means in the brain controlling center of the cerebral medulla, the endocardium and the heart valves, the tricuspid valve and the aortic valve, located in the right myocardium, are controlled from the right side, and the left endocardium and the heart valves of the left myocardium, the mitral valve and the aortic valve, are controlled from the left cerebral medulla. As told many a time earlier, all the organs and tissues derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla have the same biological conflict theme of self-devaluation conflict. This is in accordance with the evolutionary reasoning. Therefore, the biological conflict linked to the endocardium and the four valves of the heart is also a self-devaluation conflict, but specifically a self-devaluation conflict associated with the heart. If you recollect our lessons of the SBS of the connective tissue, you can understand this better, because the endocardium and the heart valves are made up of connective tissue. Suppose if an individual is getting angina pectoris persistently, or irregular, fast, or too slow beating of the heart, or if he had a previous heart attack, or if he gets constant fear of heart attack because he believes that heart attack is running in the family, or if he is diagnosed with any sort of cardiac insufficiency and he is aware of it, or if the doctor has made a comment like, your heart is weak, or your heart is not working well, etc., he can suffer from the specific self-devaluation conflict associated with the heart. Now you can very well predict what are the possible changes that can happen with the endocardium and the valves of the heart during conflict activity, means following the DHS. It is definitely cell loss or necrosis of the endocardium and the valves of the heart. We break here today's health tips. Tomorrow we will be continuing with the healing phase symptoms of the endocardium and or the valves of the heart. Goodbye and best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.